Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Speaking of Woo Wednesdays,
yeah,
Woo every day. 1 o'clock here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thanks for being with us. Lots to get to here still in the final hour. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes. Conference finals began last night in the Western Conference. Eastern Conference finals begin tonight as well, 8 o'clock on TNT. We'll talk some Braves as they look to get back on track tonight against the Nationals. A.J. Smith-Shaver on the mound. Grant McCauley going to join us in 20 minutes, talk some Braves with him as well, and we'll get to an AMA at 140.
Shout out real quick to the you heard Caleb say it in the update, but the Atlanta Dream had a nice win yesterday over Indiana. They did try to let them back in the game.
They had to hold on for dear
great
life.
Great defensive play at the end of the game. So, obviously, they win. Ryan Howard was – she's nice, dog.
She took 13 threes.
She's nice, though.
I like that.
Of course you do.
No, I do. I feel like we're a little partially responsible for that.
Yeah. We told her she needed a ball.
Uh-huh.
I mean, she's a baller anyways. But
get them up.
Then they have the rematch coming up tomorrow night over at State Farm. And I saw this morning that Nick Saban won a damn Emmy.
I did see that.
I was like, for saying the S word.
Yeah. Look, he's really good.
Yeah, he is.
He's really good. The funny thing was what he won it for, because they did the sports Emmys last night, so all the inside the NBA guys were Emmys for stuff. He won it for, it's like newcomer of the year, basically.
Yes.
He's like emerging sports media personality.
Yes.
And I guess he is. Like, it was his first year.
Yeah.
He was very good.
He was funny.
Like, I really enjoyed him on College Game Day. So I get it. They won an Emmy for that show. Ernie Johnson won basically like the Best Actor Award. It's like the studio host Emmy. He won that. He seems like he wins it every single year.
Yeah.
Barkley won one. I don't think they did the radio ones last night, so we'll have to wait and see when ours are coming.
Okay. Just need to know. Just need to know so I can get my
I know they don't do radio Emmys. Thank you, Abe.
You know what? My mama used to say a lot of times with people like Abe. Bless his heart.
I just need to clean up my jokes because this is like a lot in the last couple days where people just don't know that I'm kidding.
But yeah, I need to go because I'm trying to figure out because I'm going back a long time ago because I love Martin. And there was an award show because Martin was a radio host in Detroit. And they had an award show. So we got to figure out where the award show around here so I can get Tux Press.
Yeah, we got
to
do it.
One thing, I've been to like red carpet events, but I always go around it because I don't like all that stuff. I'm coming down the red carpet.
Oh, sure.
With a tux and a scarf.
Yeah, if we're nominated and being honored, I mean, you gotta strut,
tux,
man.
Tux and a scarf.
You got to walk in there.
And a hat.
Okay, like a top hat? Like what kind?
Why fedora? Not?
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm not putting any limitations.
Fedora and tuxes,
Oh, no, yeah,
no, no,
sure.
No, that's not.
More like a top hat then.
Tilted. Like T.I.
Okay, there you go.
Now Cane or no cane?
Huh?
Cane, right?
Come on, Doc. If you're wearing a scarf around your tuxedo, you got to have a cane.
And a top hat, you have to have a cane.
Lady like T.I.
Yeah, definitely. All right, great. That sounds awesome. So now all we have to do is figure out what the radio awards are.
Yes.
Get nominated for them. And then show up. I know it's the Marconis, but like locally.
You know what? You know what?
Locally,
hey, turn your damn mic off, Abe. All right? We're ad-libbing and talking, Abe. Throw your damn mic off.
I know, but they don't.
God!
Now,
two times within a 30-second window.
This is honest. I really don't know the answer to this one, so feel free to jump in on this one. Do they do local Marconis? I know it's sort of a national award, and hopefully
even
someday,
I know that.
I don't know if they do the local ones. But if they do, I would love to nominate ourselves.
So Lady Gaga won one of these awards, and it's an official Emmy.
Yeah.
Like the sports Emmys are real Emmys. She won an award for the performance before the Super Bowl of her performance on Bourbon Street.
Oh, cool.
At the piano.
That's great.
Should that count as
it's a music performance on TV. I guess that qualifies you as an Emmy. Is it?
Was she faded?
What she want?
Who was faded? No, the girl who sang national anthem.
You think of the lady that botched the national anthem.
Yeah, the girl
anthem.
Who sang the national anthem. She's the one that was faded.
And then went to rehab the next day.
She's the one that was faded.
So one of my all-time correct calls. I was like, I listen to a lot of white ladies do karaoke. Yeah. That person was drunk.
Yeah,
okay?
But
that was a drunk karaoke performance right anthem. There.
It's amazing how you never heard about it again, though, after she said she was going to rehab. Like, nobody knows if she actually even went to rehab.
I don't even know what her name is.
Kai sang the national anthem before graduation yesterday.
No way, man. That is so cool.
She was singing it. She was singing it in the chorus voice. Oh, the free.
Was it the choir or
it was
her?
It was her and another little young lady.
That's so
cool. Oh, yeah, boy. Yeah, I mean, like Bo was talking about with Juice. Like, every time I looked at her, and Kai McMichael. Yeah! One paying attention, all I heard was her name. Yeah!
That's awesome, man. All right, not much to say, really. We talked about it early in the show. We'll talk more about it with Grant in about 15 minutes. But Braves lose last night 5-3 to the Nationals. Spencer Strider was back in body, not quite back in performance. Hopefully a few more under his belt will get him back to looking like Spencer Strider. But it was at least good to see him last night. It'd be helpful if the Braves would score more than three runs against the Washington Nationals, but they did not do that. And you got A.J. Smith-Shaver on the mound tonight. So.
Oh, I also saw that Peyton and Eli won an Emmy, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Damn, everybody. Good for them.
Yeah, good for them.
Yeah. Still like, trying to figure out the... Never mind.
A lot of Emmys out there last night.
Yeah, dog.
Good for people. Scott Van Pelt still can't get one.
Yeah.
He's 0 forever. Trying to win one for the studio.
He got one?
No Emmys.
Oh, wow.
No Emmys for old SVP. All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Ball of pass taken down the lane, floats an alley-oop to Dub, who lands the thump of the night. Big two-hand raucous send-down.
Yeah, just one of the many baskets that the Oklahoma City Thunder scored in the second half last night. They had 44 at halftime. They went on to score 32 in the third and 38 in the fourth.
They beat the hell out of them.
They beat the absolute hell out of them.
They were, you know, and they were. You always pointed to defining moments. I do think right before half, when Minnesota, because Minnesota was up by 11 at one point, the foul, and we talked about Ant. And just an unnecessary foul, especially as bad as Shea was. Now, I understand he was getting frustrated when he got a tech for throwing the ball at him. And it's the weird officiating of him. I think Shea is great, but he does foul bait. And it's to a point where that and one he got, he elbowed the dude in the stomach.
Yep.
And threw it up.
Yep.
He got the and one. But I thought, you know, Chet played real well. Minnesota had looks. They just didn't make their shots. You know, and Ant-Man had a couple go out. They said that his average length is like 20 – his average length from the basket was about 25 feet. Went to the hole one time, but it's an adjustment type thing. They got to figure out is it Finch? That's their coach, right? Is it Coach Finch or something like that?
Yeah, theirs is. Yeah,
he got to figure out some adjustments. Ant's got to be more aggressive. Maybe move him off the ball.
That's what they're going to have to
do. Yeah, maybe like something like that.
When you saw how Minnesota was defending Shea in the first half, where they just kind of blitzed him when he came across half court, and they did a really good job. Well, in the second half, they just let Jalen or Caruso or somebody else bring the ball up. They got Shea off the ball. got it to him in the half court, and then he started going to the rim and getting to the line. It's going to be a chess match between the two coaches trying to figure out better ways to put Anthony Edwards, Julius Randle, and their best players.
Julius was on one in the first half.
And then I don't understand how Julius Randle, what did he take, four shots in the second half? It's crazy.
He had five threes in the first half.
Yeah, he was playing. He had 20 points at halftime, and then they just didn't feed him. It was like what the Hawks used to do with Risa Shea. When Risa Shea would have a great first half, and then you wouldn't see him in the second half.
Shout out to him. I saw first team all rookie, so good for that young man. But yeah, I think they're gonna have to get Ant off the ball. He's gonna have to be more aggressive, and they gotta kill with them fouls. Now tonight's game, we're gonna have another player do that. Does it? Jalen Brunson. He does it. Also,
Tyrese does it too.
So it's gonna be crazy in there. Indiana got to get this game. I think they got to get it. I wouldn't be surprised if they did. They're rested. I think they're better than where their seed is. Mm-hmm. I think they're better than the Knicks.
I do too.
But, the Knicks, they got that guy. Mm-hmm. Jalen Brunson is a big game player. Yep. If the others, like Anobi and Bridges, if they're hitting shots, it's going to get ugly. I'm just telling you. Because if those two get it going, because Brunson's going to bring it.
Yeah.
Brunson's going to bring it. We understand that.
Cat's been pretty good throughout the first two rounds, too.
If those two dudes right there are hitting outside shots, it's going to be a long day.
It's all about Bridges and Anunoby, and they've been good at home, and they're at home tonight. Like you said, it's going to be crazy in there. That'll definitely be an advantage for them playing in that building because none of these guys have played in the Eastern Conference Finals before. All these Knicks, they haven't been there.
They were all hurt last year.
And they lost in the whatever.
The Pacers last year. They were all banged up and everything.
The Pacers have been there.
Yeah.
But still, you know.
They just have a specific style that they're going to play. And if they get to their – the Knicks can't run up and down with them. And so, the Knicks, they want to milk the clock, get the ball, Jalen dribble the damn ball out, and then find a way to create some space and get a shot off. What they're going to try and do, both teams, if they get into the half court, they're going to try to get Haliburton on Brunson, and they're going to try to get Brunson on Haliburton.
Be interested to see how this one's officiated tonight, too, because like you mentioned, obviously Brunson likes to get to the foul line. Mm-hmm. He draws contact. It's a style that guards use in the NBA right now. Like it or not, it's something that people do. They had been letting – outside of one or two random Lakers games in that first round. Remember, a couple of those games were officiated terribly and everything was called. Outside of that, it feels like the playoffs have been pretty physical so far until last night in the second half where – Oklahoma City was like, all right, we're just going to make them call this, and they called it. And Shea gets to the line 14 times. I hope they go back to letting them play.
Yeah.
Because Minnesota can't beat them if they officiate the game.
And also, Ant-Man, and we'll talk more, Ant can't – he's got to be smart when he's guarding.
I
wouldn't either.
I wouldn't even have him guard him.
Because you want to throw as many people at him as possible.
Yeah. Put Jaden on him. Put Nikhil Alexander-Walker on him. Put whoever. Yeah. I wouldn't have Ant guard
because he's going to let them get them ticky-tack. Ant-Man can't afford to have the ticky-tack. He had three of them last night. Mm-hmm. And then also we talked about already the technical foul that he got.
So. Now, Jaden did guard him sometimes. And he fouled him out.
Yeah.
So, Shea, that's the thing about it is – if you're giving him that whistle, whoever's guarding him, he's going to get fouls called.
He's going to get to his spot.
Yeah,
and that's what's going to occur.
The hardest thing is don't let him do it. But how? Because the thing is too, he's not the first guy to use this style.
No,
but man, he's slippery though, man. He's
crafty.
They always talk about with Bijan is contact balance, right? SGA has such good contact balance. Even when they do foul him, he's still actively trying to score. Mm-hmm. He gets a lot of and ones, actually makes the basket, as opposed to a lot of the other guys that foul bait and just flail and throw it at the rim and don't score.
Yeah.
So he'll get you with some of those, too. But I, if they knew the answer, they would do it. But you got to find a better way to get the ball out of his hand and not let him get to the rim.
They had to review a foul yesterday. Either Shea stumbled.
Mm-hmm. Right, which wasn't a foul.
Yeah, which was a travel. They challenged it.
Exactly.
But OKC kept the ball.
But that's a great example of the refs being real eager to get Shea on the foul line at home.
Yeah, he tripped.
You've got to hope in Minnesota that Ant-Man and some of the Timberwolves are getting a friendly whistle, or they just let him play, because I do think that Minnesota can be physical with Oklahoma City. All right, Grant McCauley is going to join us. We'll talk some Braves with him next, get his thoughts on what Strider looked like last night, and everything else we can come up with in about a 12-minute period of time with our Braves insider on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 20 minutes.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's away from the AMA to wrap things up here on a hump day. Phone lines will be open, 404-726-0929. Call us up, get on hold, ask us anything. We got a couple on Twitter already as well, so good work on social media. You can also text us at that same number. But this time on Wednesdays is when Grant McCauley joins the show, so let's get to him. Grant McCauley, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Braves insider. Grant, how are you?
Hey, Mike.
I'm good, guys.
Good. Obviously, the outing for Spencer Strider last night, not great. What are your kind of general thoughts about seeing him pitch last night, and then some of what he had to say after the game as well?
Well, certainly work in progress would be how I would describe that. I mean, there's nothing ideal about doing all the ramp up that he did in spring training and then with a handful of starts in Gwinnett, getting ready, making his debut, and then sitting for a month. I was hesitant to say that no rehab start was the way to go, but they felt that he was able to keep his arm going and that the simulated game was kind of enough to make him, you know, feel like he had, I guess, kept it up as much as he could. But in hindsight, we could say a lot of things. But ultimately, I think that there was some mislocation for him, certainly, in the start, and just some rust. And that's to be expected, I think, from a guy that had to just sit around for a month after just sitting around prior to that. Of course, he was working hard to get back, but not pitching in a major league game for a calendar year prior. So not ideal circumstances, but I think with anything like this, you have to find a way to just pitch through it, make your adjustments. And, you know, he's not what we've seen thus far, or what we saw last night is not indicative of the Spencer Strider that is going to, I think, ultimately find his form and regain his footing as a very competitive and very good big league starter. But as far as the comments after the game, and I know I reposted one that I saw from Justin Toscano of the AJC, it was a long form quote where nothing is ever really lost on Spencer Strider about the game. And I think that's one of the more refreshing things about him. He realizes he's got to do his job. If he doesn't do his job and somebody else had to be sent down in order for him to get that opportunity, that he has hurt the team. I mean, this is somebody that has an awareness that I'm sure that other players have to a certain extent, but he just does a really nice job of vocalizing it. Of course, you'd prefer to not hear all that stuff because you'd love to see him have a good start and have the results that he wants. And obviously he wants that too, but he recognizes there's work to be done and he's not even close to, I think, feeling as confident and as back to normal as he would like to be from a competitor standpoint.
Well, Grant, I mean, we did say he will be back sometime in May. There's another week in May after this week, obviously. And Ronald, he's up in Louisville right now. And I was just curious, how much more does he have to show them, in your opinion, to be able to come to the big club? And just like you were talking about Spencer Strider, he's been out for a year also. And it's, you have to tape your expectations of thinking the real Ronnie MVP is going to be there when he gets here. But how long do you think this may last? Maybe end of this week? Well, we know not Friday, but I'm saying sometime next week?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it's going to be the end of this week, right, though. The Braves have been pretty non-committal, though on purpose, about putting a date on it. So I think when it happens, we'll hear about it pretty much once they've made that decision based on the criteria of, and this is specifically what it is, how does his body feel? How is he responding to playing every day? And at that point, do they feel like he's ready to go at the big league level? He's not down there to put on a hitting display. I think he's doing that, but for the most part, you understand that that part of his game is going to be intact. It was more about comfort level in the outfield, running the bases, and obviously recovery on a day-to-day basis. So I think some back-to-backs are obviously important. He's done some of that, but you know, a full 9 innings in the field is one of those boxes that they need to check. And then coming back and playing the outfield that second consecutive day. So it doesn't seem like this week's timetable really lines up if those are the things that they're hoping to see. But could he be back early next week or by the end of next week? I certainly think so. And I believe if I did the math, he has to be back in, 10 days maybe, right, or 10 days from tomorrow, just based on the timing of what his rehab allows for with the 20 days in the minors. So the answer is soon, but as far as when exactly, that's still TBD.
At some point in the next 10 days, probably, is what it sounds like. Grant McCauley
definitely
joins us, definitely in the next 10 days. 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Braves insider Grant McCauley. A couple years ago, Michael Harris and Spencer Strider went 1-2 in the Rookie of the Year voting. I saw some numbers yesterday that had A.J. Smith-Shawver and Drake Baldwin early leaders for that award. Obviously, there's still a lot of time to go, but cool to see two young guys playing the way that they are. What has impressed you most about Drake Baldwin early in this season?
Now, really, the approach is so advanced as far as just he has a plan, and he executes that plan as well as just about any young hitter that I've seen. Now, are there more exciting and more explosive players? I mean, Ronald Acuna Jr. showed us a lot at, 20 years old when he came up. Clearly, Michael Harris won a Rookie of the Year as well. And we've seen other guys thrive early on. But this is just a hitter that it just feels like he's just been there before. Like, it's just ingrained in him, which making it look easy is one of the things that gets you really confident about, you know, how good a player is. And he's certainly doing that right now. But as I've talked about a lot, we'll see when the league kind of starts to get what they feel is a book on him, and are they going to be able to trip him up and change how they deal with him, and then is he going to be able to adjust to that? But overall, you can't argue with what you're seeing, and more importantly, and I think this is to answer the question more directly, is how he's doing it makes me feel pretty confident that he's going to be able to keep being a very good big league hitter.
Grant, why not keep Elder up and put him in the pen? I mean, obviously, he's a starting pitcher in a rotation. He's done a really fine job. But because your pen has struggled, why not try to keep him up? You just want to keep him throwing, or is it something else?
Yeah, he's not a reliever. Okay. In my book, I just don't think he has the profile for that. I think when you think about the prototypical reliever in 2025, and it's been this way for a while, guys who get lots of swings and misses and have unhittable stuff, ideally, or some major weapon that can help neutralize the opposing hitters when they come in the game. Mm-hmm. That's not really the Bryce Elder book. It's more of a touch and a feel and locate and, you know, get the ball down, generate some soft contact, that kind of thing. It's not really what you're looking for out of relievers. And I do feel like he has shown over the last month, and I know he had, you know, a lackluster start in Gwinnett last night, but I'm not really going to read too much into that, that he is capable of competing at the big league level and being part of the plan again. But this is a numbers game. I think we will see him again at some point, but his role is as a starter, and I just don't think it's as simple as, you know, you just take a guy that's having success and toss him into the bullpen and hope that they will, when that's just not a routine that he's used to either.
Okay.
AJ Smith-Shawver pitching today obviously has really been fantastic the whole year, but really been great since they called him back up. What have you noticed that he's doing better, differently now that's making him have the success that he's had?
Yeah, I talked to AJ a couple of weeks ago, and I actually ran this interview on From the Diamond recently, and I think the biggest thing for him was just development. When we saw him come up, he was 20 years old, had 110 professional innings under his belt, and keep in mind, this was a football player with aspirations of being a college quarterback who became a pitcher and got drafted, so he really didn't throw that much in high school either. So this, I think, it all speaks to what needed to happen for him was the time to develop and the time to get experience under his belt. And that's really what he's pointed to. He said, the more experience I get, the more reps I get, the more I really start to comprehend and understand how best to use my stuff. It's not just fill up the strike zone because I throw hard. It's figuring out ways to, you know, have an attack plan and really execute that plan. And I think that's what he's been doing. I mean, last five starts, the Braves have won each one of them. Mm-hmm. He's got a 150 ERA over that time as well. So he's doing some pretty dominant stuff. That splitter is a big reason why he's leaning heavily on that as his out pitch, and it's a pretty darn good one.
Yeah, he has been outstanding. I like saying his name, Shawver, because he's been really, really solid. What about some of the other ones? Because it seems to me like Chris Sale is back to his Cy Young type form. Because what is it? Because when you watched him pitch in Boston, I mean, he was just looking like himself. Is it more or less, Grant, because remember we talked at the beginning of the year, just trying to round into form and get back to where he is?
Yeah, he'd been trending in that direction, but mm-hmm. I think he had a little extra juice, a little extra emotion about getting back on the mound. His time there was meaningful, and I remember hearing from him in spring training like a full year ago where he hadn't really thought about, well, I'm going to leave Boston. You know, he was preparing to get back and try to help the Red Sox, you know, reclaim their spot in the American League East and beyond. And then all of a sudden, he was traded to the Braves. So obviously his focus has shifted and he's done pretty well here. And obviously Atlanta's happy to have him. I think that he, like a lot of pitchers early in the season with the way that you kind of do things now, had to round into form. He needed some more innings, I think, to kind of get comfortable again, and that's really, it seems like, where he is. There was questions about the velocity. I had my own questions about it because at times I was just wondering, I mean, is that like the most competitive pitch? Is it a purpose pitch, which, you know, goes beyond my comprehension because I can't hit him, so he knows what he's doing. But I think he's answered all of those questions, which makes you feel better about the Chris Sale of old, and that really seems to be who he is now. And I think everybody's happy to see it, and nobody's happier than Chris Sale because he was quite honest, brutally honest, about how his performance was in the early going. He expects more of himself, and I think that's one of the many things that speaks to the competitor that he is.
Grant, we appreciate it. As always, great stuff. Thank you.
Appreciate it, G-Mike.
Thanks, guys.
Grant McCauley there, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Braves insider, host of From the Diamond every single weekend here on the radio station. I know Grant talked about his last five starts, but the last four that AJ Smith-Shawver has had since they recalled him, because remember he had a pretty good start on April 12th, and then they sent him down because of options, because he had them. Since coming back up, he's made four starts. The team's 4-0 in those games. He's pitched 25 innings. He's given up 3 earned runs, so he has a 1.08 ERA, and he has 23 strikeouts.
Yeah.
That's all pretty good.
Electric stuff, Andy.
That's all pretty good stuff.
Electric stuff.
1.08 ERA in a 4-start stretch. All right, let's keep it rolling tonight, man. Need the win.
Hell yeah, we do.
Can't go back under 500.
Can't go back under damn 500. It took so long to get there.
Yeah, once you pop your head above water, you don't want to go back down there, unless you're, I don't know, like a dolphin
or
a whale.
Yeah.
Breach the surface.
Something has to come up for air.
Yeah. You're a human. You want to get out of the water, above it. Stay up there. Climb a tree, get way
alligator.
Above it.
When
or an alligator. Or like one of those birds that can go underwater and then fly back up. I don't know what kind those are, but you know what I mean. There's birds that do that. They like dive down, dive bomb.
Yeah, storks.
Yeah, like a stork. Yeah. Be a stork. AJ Smith-Shawver of the Braves need to be a stork tonight. That's basically what it is. All right. Good thing it's time to go to break now. We'll come back and answer all of your AMA questions, but you got to ask them. Get on hold, 404-726-0929. Load the phone lines up. You can also text us or tweet us. We will answer your questions after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Red From The Heart. RedFromTheHeart.org. Final hour of the show. Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com.
Real quick, Hard Knocks the has been announced. They're going to have Buffalo Bills as the usual training camp one. And the NFC East, the entire NFC East, will do the in-season Hard Knocks.
Bills seem like a pretty fun one, but there's not a lot of drama.
No.
Like, they know what it is.
Right.
They're a good team with a stable quarterback situation.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
And then the NFC East? All right. I mean, there's some drama there, I guess.
A bit.
Your Giants fans are thrilled to know that their GM will be on camera again. That went great last
that
time.
That was so great last time.
It's not like the most famous moment from the history of that show or anything.
That was so great last
time. Trade Saquon. But I'll be honest with you. I'm glad it's not us. Glad it's not happening here.
Hell no. But yeah.
But the Browns are glad it's not them.
The Browns are glad. I mean, there's a lot of teams that are like, whoo.
Avoided that one for another year.
Not the Giants. Like, dang it. Can we get out the NFC East for one year?
Nobody say anything. No real conversations when the cameras are on.
The most boring team, so they'll probably be – you'll probably see the least of them, though.
Who?
The Giants.
Yeah, unless their GM decides to trade Saquon Barkley or whatever, do something dumb again. All right. Hal is in McDonough. What's up, Hal?
How you doing?
Pretty good.
I got a question. If it's possible for Atlanta to get a women's professional soccer team, what would the team name be, and what would the NHL team name be if Atlanta ever gets one?
All right. Thank you, Hal. Well, they did the Thrashers.
They did the Thrashers already.
And the Flames. And then the women's soccer team. So, like, what would be a good Atlanta-related name? Because I'm not, like, I'm not a huge just call your team Atlanta FC
thing. I was going to say that.
So,
women's FC.
So bland.
Atlanta Women's FC. That's exactly what I was going to say. Atlanta FC. No.
FC Atlanta.
Okay.
Are you at FC or SC?
See, I think it should be SC because the league is called, what is NWSL, right? That's the women's league?
Right.
What does the S stand for?
Soccer.
Soccer.
Yeah.
What does the F stand for in FC?
Football.
Football. So what are we doing?
Like, oh, I got you.
You know what I mean?
I got you.
Because all the teams in the MLS that are called FC, it's like, well, what's the S for in MLS?
Yes.
Why don't they change it to MLF?
Yeah.
Major League Football. Because everyone's going to be a football club.
They don't want to do that.
No, it's just a bit of a confused league in terms of some of that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's like, you know what we need to do is just change our name to European names. And then it'll be great.
Yeah.
We'll be sporting Kansas City.
Sporting.
We'll be Real Salt Lake. And then we'll be just as good as Real Madrid.
Yeah, right.
Dang it. It didn't work like that.
A hockey team. I mean, I don't know.
I don't either. I mean, they did the Thrashers. That's a state bird, right?
Yes.
What else do we get? I mean, we got all kinds of gridlock.
Yeah. The Atlanta Gridlock.
The Atlanta Gridlock.
I love it.
A lot of traffic.
Yes, I love it. The Atlanta Gridlock.
And that sounds kind of tough for hockey.
Hell yeah, it does. Atlanta Gridlock.
All right.
I'm all in.
It's good. It's good enough.
I'm all in.
We'll do it. It's good enough. Wally is in Buford. Hey, Wally.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you doing this afternoon?
Pretty good, Wally.
Well, I since it's Ask Me Anything, Randy, I don't really think you know that much about diving birds. Storks stand in the water. Did you mean pelican?
That's what we meant was pelicans. What? Dang it, Wally.
Pelicans could you ask me anything? I just wanted to know. Thank you very much.
Oh, thanks, Wally.
Pelican what?
They dive and do this. They scoop.
And like I give a damn.
Why no, you don't?
Oh, okay.
No, one of the expertise on this show is not diving birds.
Yeah, like, okay.
I don't think,
appreciate it.
But we do appreciate Wally. Wally coming in from Buford.
Coming in hot.
Coming in hot. He did, too.
Yeah.
Wally, like he dove into the water.
Like he dove into the fish. Great job, Wally. Way to set me straight.
Pelican. Yeah, that's what we need the Braves to be like. But not like the New Orleans Pelicans because they're terrible. But you know what I mean. Back above 500. Soaring high above the 500 mark. Devin is in Kansas City. Hey, Devin.
Man, what's up, man?
Hey, Devin.
How y'all been, bro?
Yeah, long time no hear from.
Yeah, Devin been on boys' trips and stuff. Devin had a picture of him on a four-wheeler with somebody behind him with his arm around his waist, one of his bros.
Oh. Safety first.
Y'all were mudding.
Okay.
Safety first.
Y'all were mudding.
So this is get back for me trying to bring up the fruity drink thing.
But
it wasn't
no fruity drink. But I'm just saying, I thought it was guy's trip, and you did have a picture, and the guy was hanging on your shoulder.
And there wasn't nobody arms around my neck or nothing like that.
Oh, I was just checking. My bad.
So, look, funny you bring that trip up, because that's exactly why I'm calling, right?
Okay.
So that was an out-of-country bachelor party, right?
Okay.
And let me say this. You know how they say weddings will, like, show you friendships? It wasn't even my wedding, but I planned most of it. And one thing I realized I hate is a cheap-ass person, bro.
Yes.
Now, it was about eight of us that went. About three of us paid majority for everything, right?
Oh, hell one, no.
Some are more blessed than others. We took into account all that. It wasn't no pressure like that. At least we thought, right? So we asked everybody for, I think, mostly like $300 to pay for some big we had planned. Right. We did you know one person had the nerve to say, "Oh, I ain't going broke over this trip." Andy, Randy, it took everything in me not to have a person drown off of one of them jet skis when we was out in the ocean.
A tragic accident.
I talked to the person when we were there when we got back. Now, my wife say I'm tripping.
No, you're not.
Other people's pockets.
No, you're not.
Yeah. And that's exactly what my other homeboy said. My other homeboy was like, you know, we ain't really got to be in the wedding no more, but, you know. Whatever. Now, y'all let me know if I'm tripping, if y'all had other experiences like that.
No. I mean, if you can't afford it, don't go.
Don't go.
Yeah.
If you, and I understand people have different financial type things. I understand.
Of course.
But if all you got is the money to get there.
You probably don't need to go.
Yeah. You probably don't need to go. That's just me. Especially when it's like, because like I'm an easy person a lot of times because I don't like to go out and do other things. But if you with people like Devin and his boys, they were out riding the four-wheelers and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't, if you can't, you know, some people don't want to do that. But what I'm saying is don't be down there and then you just sitting around and hoping somebody don't ask you to pay for something.
You know what I mean? Can't even imagine, like, asking a buddy to be like, I want to go four-wheeling, too.
I want to go four-wheeling, too. Hey, dog, hey, like, and literally, the night, literally, you know we finna go the next day. So we surround all night, you ain't said nothing. We get up in the morning, get ready to go, and you're like, hey, dog.
I'm just gonna hang
somebody
back.
Somebody got me. Or that one right there. Yeah, you know I get motion sickness. You know, man, that's my only thing.
Yeah.
Unless you have that understanding that you don't think about it. I've took my partners on trips, and I've took care of everything before. You know, they took care of stuff, but for the most part, a hotel and all that, I've done that. But I know that they would, you know, I do it out of the kindness of my heart, not because they can't do it, because we've been places before, and they've done it. They've taken me out and paid for things and all that, but for him to be like, I ain't going broke over this, then why you bring your ass over here?
Well, no offense, but you already are.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, if we're doing that here, then you probably already are. Just don't go.
Yeah, don't go.
It's okay. Sometimes, like, we talked about this yesterday. Sometimes in life,
you don't have to
if
go.
You don't have it, you just miss out.
It's okay. But the thing about you, you know what the problem is? These damn Instagram and all that, y'all posted a picture that he's sitting there like.
There's no such thing as being allowed to not have it right now.
Man.
Everybody has to pretend. Devin, you're correct. You are in the right.
Yeah.
Ryan is in Conyers. Hey, Ryan.
Hello. How do you guys think the Jacksonville Jaguars should split up Travis Hunter's playing time to get the most out of him this upcoming season? Duval.
He said it better than coach.
I think if you watch a lot of what they're doing now, they're trying to get him as a receiver. He's not a polished receiver, you know. And so you see a lot of, and you know, people love to overemphasize a clip. Oh, look at that. He's still learning how to run route.
What were they saying? That he didn't know what he was doing?
Yeah, like, oh, he caught it with his hands. Oh, he rounded the route. Oh. He's learning how to be a route runner. He didn't have to run routes in Colorado.
Right.
He's a playmaker. You put the ball there, he'll go get it. But I think that you play him at receiver and you sprinkle him in on defense.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
Okay.
I think that he can start as a third corner for right now, and he can maybe be their second receiver. Or he can be their receiver.
I'm interested to see. Like, I just, you know, they've said they're going to use him both ways. It'll be really fun to find out.
Yeah.
Justin is in Athens. Hey, Justin.
Andy and Randy, how's it going?
Pretty good, Justin. How are you?
Wonderful.
Good.
So, listen, I get to look in at, I love sports, and I love thinking about different types of things. And I was wondering how this guy did this weekend at the PGA Championship.
Mm-hmm.
Player I'm talking about didn't even make the cut. Player I'm talking about in 2015 won three majors, was ranked number one for 26 weeks. So with my question, what player at his pinnacle can you think of that just fell off a cliff? And who I'm talking about is Jordan Spieth.
Right. I was going to say
I know you were talking about Jordan Spieth.
I didn't know you were talking about him until you stepped away. I was like, we talked about him last Monday.
Yeah, I mean, he's going for the Grand Slam, and it's not seeming like that's going to happen anytime soon.
No.
That's an interesting question. Like a person that peaked like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because the thing is, like, Jordan Spieth is in the pantheon with what he won of some of the great golfers of all time. But he is not one of the great golfers of all time. It's crazy.
And that's why whenever we talk about it, I get irritated because when he won that damn first Masters, mm-hmm. and everybody was like, oh, I was like, Really?
Right.
That's just, you know, my
but
wife.
But like, I can't take anything away from him. He won the Masters, the U.S. Open, and the British Open. Like, yeah. He's won those three tournaments.
My wife was just was talking about Devin's question. She said, it don't apply to women. Yeah, women can collectively go broke together because they can all fit 14 of y'all in one damn room.
Can collectively go
yeah,
broke
y'all, yeah, y'all can collectively go broke together. Yeah, y'all can all sleep in one damn room. I'm not sleeping in another room. And that's the greatest thing about, like, when we used to go out, but I never forget. And it was had to be, like, 12 of us. And men, and you've been to Miami, and y'all stayed in one of the cheek hotels, right? The little.
Yeah, it was like a little boutique.
Yeah, boutique hotel.
In
now, imagine me,
it was
my,
nice.
Imagine me and the boys in one of the cheek hotels, yeah. And it's like 12, and all of us mostly are football players.
Yeah, it would have been tough.
Dude.
Been tight quarters.
Talk about broke bed, because the furniture's so small. Yeah. That's the only time I've ever been in a room with more than just a partner. There's like four of us in the room. And so, yeah, like all that sleeping together, like, we can do that. That's about head to foot. Most of y'all don't sleep anyway. So one of
they don't go head to foot in trips, do they? Like when we were kids?
The women?
Do they do that?
Hell yeah, they do that.
Really?
Or women, it's more women. They sleep. They can sleep head to head. Men, I be damn.
Yeah.
I be damn.
I'll share a room.
I'm
not sharing a bed.
I may share a room. I just be like that.
I've shared a room.
Because that was the thing. When we went to Vegas, you know I love you. I do. I was dead set on getting my own room.
Well, yeah.
I didn't know because it was me
they
and
you. They can't be flying us for a yeah, work trip and then being like, and we'd like you guys to share
Andy,
a room.
I said the same thing. I was like, damn, I wonder if me and Andy got to share a damn room.
No.
I was like, no. I don't know Andy.
Circa wouldn't do that.
I don't know Andy's sleeping habits.
Like, I'm a pretty solid roommate, but no, we weren't.
Yeah, I was like,
we didn't need to do that.
It's been a long time since.
I'm only sharing a room. I don't know. I mean, the last time I shared a room was when I went to Miami for the wedding.
Right.
Because I was there for a day.
Yes.
It was one night.
Right.
It was, let's do it as cheap as we can possibly do it, in and out, whatever. We were in that room for like 4 hours.
I'll share a room.
Now, it was bunk beds.
It's paid. Now, because if something happens that we think's going to happen and we have to split a room, I wouldn't complain.
Yeah. But I'd prefer, what I mean?
Yeah, I prefer it because, yeah.
I think we've made it to a certain level where we get to have our own rooms.
Yeah, I prefer to have
plus, you know, Circa's going to treat us with like a red carpet.
They did.
When we got there, they sent an Escalade to the airport to pick
us
up.
You're still on that.
I love it. It's still one of the highlights of my professional career. A man picked me up in an Escalade. Next time, I just want him to have the sign with Bunker on it, so I could go. I've never had that.
Dude,
I would love to have that.
That'd be awesome.
And then we went to the VIP thing to check in.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't go to the normal check-in.
Right.
It was like a room with waters.
Yeah.
Like chilled waters.
Yeah, man. That's how that.
And like mixed nuts.
That's how they do. They take you to another entrance. Yeah.
It was great. It was great. So, like, you don't do all that and then ask them to share a room. No. Not for us. No. Not future Marconi Award winners, Andy and Randy.
Damn
all right. Let's get a takeaway of the day.
Carpet.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's a pelican, Andy. Wally
right.
Schooled me. Thanks, Wally.
What
for
do you think Wally short for? Wallace?
That don't sound like a Wallace.
No,
he sounds like a Wally.
Like a Wally on the birth certificate?
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate his bird knowledge.
Appreciate you, Wally. I didn't know nothing about birds. Spencer, Matt, Tuck Strider.
Tucks it in mad. If we do ever make it to the red carpet, Randy's wearing a top hat.
Yes.
And a scarf. Tilted like T.I.
Like if you're Prince, it doesn't matter if you're Rock Skip. And Bryce Elder can't go to the bullpen because he can't locate his balls down.
Damn, that's true.
Wally, commonly short for Walter.
Oh, is it?
Oh, Walter.
Yeah. Okay.
And flag football better not need a redeem team.
Hell no,
yeah,
dog.
Don't go embarrass us.
Don't let Instaball come into L.A. and whip y'all ass.
Let's grow the game respectfully. Don't go over there and embarrass us. Or I guess it's not over there. It's in L.A. Anyway, Dukes and Bell are coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.